Good enough? All right.
This one was recorded here, 1965, in this room.
And we actually did it on the five-man acoustical jam album.
Yeah.
But it's great to be here at Abbey Road. Here we go.
Soon everything will all work out. Even now, I know that it won't take forever. And someday soon I'll be free from all this pain and doubt. Even now, I can look ahead and say, the future's looking brighter every day. Looking brighter every day. Even now, I am looking forward to tomorrow. And when it's here, I'll be closer to the end. Even now, I can feel a smile through the sorrow. You're near, my aching little heart begins to mend. Even now, I can look ahead and say, the future's looking brighter every day. The future's looking brighter every day. The future's looking brighter every day. When I'm down, I think about the good things tomorrow brings, and soon I am on my way. The future's looking brighter every day. Soon everything will all work out. Even now I know that this won't last forever. Someday soon I'll be free from all this pain and doubt. Even now I can look ahead and say, hey, the future's looking brighter.
Hello!
Hello. Hello, everyone!
Medford Somerville! This welcome! Here we are!
This is Granola Girls, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
Yeah! Happy Sunday! We're back! The boys are back in town!
Oh, the boys are, remember when we played that?
I do! Yeah. Like, how could I forget? It's a great song, I think. Yeah, Sunday. It's a beautiful day outside.
It is.
It's like a little chilly, but not too cold.
I've already been out to Ball Square to partake in a breakfast at Soundbites.
True. Local businesses, you know.
Everyone knows that Soundbites is the best cafe in Ball Square.
Yeah.
Unlike
and if
another
you
cafe in Ball Square.
Don't think that, then you're wrong.
Yeah.
Sorry.
If you don't think that, tune out. But tune
right.
back in, because
but also,
that's great.
Right. And because this episode of our show, we're talking about just the topic that's been on everyone's minds
right.
the past week or so.
Yeah.
Spotify Wrapped.
Spotify Wrapped.
And I think I want to start off with this tweet that I saw, that I think I sent to our little, like, friend group chat.
Yeah.
Where it said something like, Spotify Wrapped is, like, show and tell at the psych ward. And something about that really, like, resonated with me. Because it's like mental illness on display
It's
for me. That's how it was for
Spotify
me.
Spotify Wrapped is there's no sharp edges or corners, but the content is concerning
yes,
at times.
Exactly.
And I feel like for me, I mean, we're gonna talk about this. What we're gonna do is play our top five songs mm-hmm. each from 2021. Oh my god, I almost said 2020.
Crazy, I know.
And just talk about that. But I feel like we should also maybe like play like our favorite song from like our top artists.
Yeah.
Also, because for me at least. My top artist was not featured in my top songs.
Oh, interesting. Because I feel like, we'll get into this, but yeah. I feel like overall, my top songs were like pretty reflective of like my top artists. Mm-hmm. But also, not like I was surprised that like some songs were missing from my top five.
Yeah.
And like, I think my top artists were like pretty predictable, but then my top songs, I was like, oh, okay, I guess that makes sense.
Mine was kind of the opposite, I think.
Yeah.
My top artists were more of a wild card.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like it had to do in part... Well, first of all, I just want to say... Maybe not everyone who's listening knows about Spotify Wrapped.
True.
Basically, if you're listening on Spotify, you stream, you know, your music for the whole year, and then they use their algorithm magic or whatever, and the cutoff is in, like,
October,
late October.
Yeah.
And they take all of your listening history for the year, and they compile it into... your most streamed artists and your most streamed songs and like your most listened to genres, and they do a couple different things, but yeah, so that's what Spotify does. I think Apple Music does it too. I'm not sure. Different applications do different things, but Spotify Wrapped, it's kind of big, especially in the past years, because they well, they took this concept from an unpaid intern
and, of course.
Just kind of used it as their own, but they made it like a shareable thing. So people love to, it's kind of become this event almost.
Right.
It's like
yeah.
the Met Gala of like sad people.
Of like mental
music.
Illness. Yeah. I think so too. And it's become a sort of like people wait all year to like see their Spotify Wrapped.
Which is kind of funny and silly.
It is funny and silly.
But it's also fun. It's kind of one of those things where it's like, I just kind of want to know. Like
right?
doing your birth chart or something.
Yeah, it's become very similar to that, where like whoever your top five artists are like says a lot about you. Which it does and it doesn't. I would say it does for a lot of people.
This year especially.
Yeah. It was like very telling.
Like, whoa.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I felt, yeah, similar to like when you read like your horoscope and you're like, oh, I guess that's true about me. Like I felt a similar way seeing my Spotify Wrapped, where I was like, oh yeah, okay.
Yeah, this makes
that makes sense.
Sense.
But I feel like there was a lot of discourse, if you will, around like, is it annoying to post your Spotify Wrapped? Do people want to see it? Yes or no? I'm in the camp of, like, I will always love to see someone Spotify Wrapped.
Do I think
always.
It's annoying? Yes.
Yes.
But do I want to see it? Yes.
Absolutely.
Like, both can be true.
Right.
As someone who identifies in the annoying sector of music listeners.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
As someone... Well, so I didn't post my Wrapped anywhere.
Sarah's
because
off the grid.
I'm off the grid. First of all, I don't have an Instagram account,
off the
in
grid.
Case you haven't heard me say that before. I am off the grid. I am better than you because I don't have an account. But I also was embarrassed by my Spotify Wrapped, so I was like, this is not seeing the light of day, and that's that.
Well, but luckily it still made its rounds because another one of our friends posted it for you.
Mm-hmm. That is true. Shout out to Gabe if they're listening.
Gabe, if you're listening, also, congratulations, Gabe. You did it.
Yay!
Like, we are so proud of you. We're so happy for you, and I'm glad that you are doing well.
Yep.
And we'll see you later.
Yes. So, anyway, moving on from that.
Moving on.
Gabe did post my Wrapped. And they were like, your girlfriend sends this to you, WYD. And the responses really, like, rocked my socks off, to be honest.
Rocked them off.
They rocked them right off. Because a lot of people were like, oh, like, who hurt her? Like, is she okay? One person, so the question was like, WYD. Someone was like, buying her a subscription to BetterHelp right away. Which, if you don't know, is like a online therapy service.
Also not... great.
Not like it's
so
not
heard,
good.
So I've heard.
Right. Like we can get into the politics of BetterHelp, but I just thought that's funny. Someone else was like sucking her toes. What do you mean? And I'm like, yeah, exactly. So I just my Wrapped did make the round. Some people did guess it was mine, even though it was anonymous. And I'm okay with that. That's fine.
I'm getting some live updates on our show right now. I'm getting a lot of the fans are saying they're catching up to the show. Happy for Gabe, of course, and a lot of celebrations for Gabe. For everyone who's not aware, Gabe is exiting quarantine today, and we're really proud of them. And then we got some celebration emojis, and we got a "This show is sending me." So thank you. We're here to send
you to the fans.
We're here to send you as far away as possible, but also send you love.
Sending
like, send
you love
you as like into orbit, like in a good way.
Right. Thoughts and prayers.
Thoughts and prayers.
So anyway, we'll get into the music. You know, we'll discuss our top artists, top songs. What's our first song today?
Well, I kind of mixed them together, but the first song is my top song, and then your top song. Do we want to go? Well, here's a question.
Yeah.
Do we want to go 5-4-3-2-1 or 1-2-3-4-5?
Oh, that's so interesting.
That could be kind
of. I'm kind of leaning 5-4-3-2-1.
Me too.
Okay.
Okay.
So let's do that.
I'm gonna start from your fifth
song. What's my fifth song?
Which is "Meet Me at Our Spot."
Oh God. Okay. This one's so embarrassing.
I think if there wasn't a TikTok song on here, then it would not
like that. It would be 2021, and I do have to say, okay, Gabe is coming back in this conversation again because my life just revolves around them, and I do have to tell people that we discovered the song first before it was a TikTok song. Okay. I know everyone says that about every song, but it's true that like in the spring, me and Gabe just like drove around screaming "Meet Me at Our Spot," and then all of a sudden it was popular on TikTok, and I was like, wow, our influence.
I do think. As someone who heard it first on TikTok, it was before the live version, whatever, got really popular.
There's a difference.
So I heard the recorded version, and it's just Willow's part. Like, that was popular on the app. You know, it's a 15-second clip.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, ooh, this song's good. But I listened to it, and I will say, I don't love the guy parts.
I disagree. I think the guy part is fun. I feel like he's ignored. Like, justice for him. I don't know his name, but, you know.
Maybe we'll listen together and...
We'll let the audience be the judge of that. I think because I'm just trying to be contrarian and, like, because Willow's part gets all the attention on TikTok, I'm like, what about that guy?
But also, what about supporting women, Sarah?
Well, okay. I don't support women. Sorry.
Oh,
you should have known that.
Whoa.
I don't believe women.
Do we have to log this as political commentary?
Whoa, sorry, guys. No, you weren't prepared for that. Spotify Wrapped does get heated. Gets political.
Spotify does get heated. I will also say this was super funny. If anyone out there is listening, shout out to the people who were involved in this. I will not name names. But two people that I know, one of them is a man. And posted his top 5 Spotify Wrapped, and then another person that I know who is not a man said, if this is what your Spotify Wrapped looks like, don't talk to me.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like not Twitter beef, but it was like a funny Twitter moment that was just awkward.
Yeah, I saw,
which I think it's very funny just knowing two people and seeing them like, and they don't know each other, and seeing them interact in a negative way.
Right.
They didn't know each other.
Oh, but you knew both.
I knew both.
Oh.
But seeing that happen, especially about Spotify Wrapped, like at its core, just makes it very funny.
It really brings out
like,
the best
could be
and
about
the worst.
Anything,
yeah.
But Spotify Wrapped specifically.
Yeah. No,
music
definitely
brings out the best and the worst in people.
It does. And I saw this tweet, speaking of men, that was like, if your top 5 artists are all men, you, like something about like you should have been in the top 1% of listening to women, or so, I think I messed up
that.
The joke a little bit, but it was something along those lines.
I will say, as someone who in years past have had all men in my top 5 artists, this year I just have one male group in my top 5.
I wonder who it is. we'll get there.
They didn't break my top 5 songs.
Good.
It's just because I listen to a variety of their music.
Right,
they have a very extensive discography.
They do. It's true.
But anyway. Should we just listen to
the...
We should
let's get into the music, and we'll discuss later.
Okay,
so this is "Meet Me at Our Spot" by Willow, some guy. The Anxiety, I think, is what their group is called.
Yeah.
So please enjoy.
I'm not getting it. There's no stronger wind than the one that blows down a lonesome railroad line. No prettier sight than looking back on a town you left behind. But there's nothing that's as real as the love that's in my mind. Close your eyes, I'll be here in the morning. Close your eyes, I'll be here for a while. Well, there's lots of things along the road I'd surely like to see. I'd like to lean into the wind, tell myself I'm free. But your softest whispers louder than the highway's call to me. Close your eyes, I'll be here in the morning. Close your eyes, I'll be here for a while. All the mountains and the rivers and the valleys can't compare to your blue-lit dancing eyes and yellow shining hair. I could never hit the open road and leave you lying there. Close your eyes, I'll be here in the morning. Close your eyes, I'll be here for a while. I'll lay your head back easy, love. Close your crying eyes. I'll be laying here beside you when the sun comes on the rise. I'll stay as long as the cuckoo wails and the lonesome blue jay cries. Close your eyes, I'll be here in the morning. Close your eyes, I'll be here for a while. Close your eyes, I'll be here in the morning. Close your eyes, I'll be here for a while.
I was staring at the sky, just looking for a star to pray on or wish on or something like that. I was having a sweet fix of a daydream of a boy whose reality I knew was a hopeless to be had. But then the dove of hope began its downward slope, and I believed for a moment that my chances were approaching to be grail. But as it came down near, so did a weary tear. I thought it was a bird, but it was just a paper bag. Hunger hurts, and I want them so bad. Oh, it kills, cause I know I'm a messy. Don't wanna clean up, I got to focus. These hands are too shaky to hold. Hunger hurts, but starving works. When it costs too much to love. And I went crazy again today, looking for a strand to climb, looking for a little hope. Baby said he couldn't stay, wouldn't put his lips to mine, or fail to kiss his, or fail to cope. I said, honey, I don't feel so good, don't feel justified. Come on, put a little love here in my voice. He said, it's all in your head. And I said, so's everything, but he didn't get it. I thought he was a man, but he was just a little boy. Hunger hurts, and I want him so bad. Oh, it kills, cause I know I'm a man. stop the vocals. These hands are too shaky to hold. Hunger hurts, but starving works when it calls. Too much to love. Hunger hurts, but I want it so bad. Oh, it kills, 'cause I know starving, it works when it costs too much to love.
all that we've
back into the open ocean. It's all horizon. This sky mirroring emptiness is where I first found you.
Everybody doing okay? Well,
just, you know, after that Mount Erie song.
Yep.
Great song, though.
We kind of prefaced Meet Me at Our Spot. Sarah, do you want to talk about Paper Bag, and then I can talk about
Paper Bag. Well, I feel like, you know, in the way that we were saying that your top five songs or top five artists, like, reveal something about you,
mm-hmm.
or, like, the year that you've had, I feel like Paper Bag is very, like, kind of sums up, like, a large chunk of this year.
Mm-hmm.
I think it, like, I don't know, I think the song just, like, has really just put into words, like, a lot of experiences I've had. I just love how Miss Apple, like, describes that experience of, like, wanting someone to be a certain way, and then you're, like, disappointed by what they actually are, usually in, like, a romantic sense, and usually with men. I think that's just an experience I've had a couple times, you know? And I don't know, I just love the way that she describes, like, that experience and that hope, and then, like, being let down by that, and how it's, like, just the sort of aftermath of that, like, just the sort of, like, metaphors she uses in that song. I don't know, I've just found myself, like, returning to that one a lot, like, this past year. So I'm not at all surprised it made it into my top five. And Georgia and I were just talking about how, like, people on TikTok are, like, obsessed with pretending Fiona Apple is, like, underground, some, like, indie little artist when she's, like, super well-known.
It's also kind of, like, the idea of, like, oh, she's so crazy. Like, she writes about all these crazy things. Yeah. Like, this is, like, very normal stuff. She's just a really good writer.
No, she's just, and she's, like, a really good singer, too, in the way that she, like, uses her voice in kind of unexpected ways.
Yeah.
Which I think was something that really struck me after Fetch the Bolt Cutters. Like, because we were both saying that, like, we both hadn't really listened to Fiona Apple in, like, a serious way before that album came out. And I just remember, like, listening to that and being, like, like, obviously I'd, like, heard of her and, like, known that she was, like, well-known. Like, I didn't act like I was discovering Fiona Apple after that album. But I was just, like, really impressed with, like, the way that she used her voice, like, an instrument.
Prompted to, like, revisit, like, her older music.
Yeah, definitely.
And I think, honestly, I mean, I feel like maybe not so much now, like, currently, but I remember when it came out, like, there was a lot of back and forth about Fetch the Bolt Cutters.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, when I listened to it, I was like, wow, this is, like, I've never heard, I still haven't really heard anything like that
mm-hmm.
before or since.
I agree.
You know, like, that was so unique. And I think is a real testament to her ability as an artist.
I think it was, like, a stunning album.
Yeah.
Didn't it get a 10 on Pitchfork?
I think so,
it was, like, one of those albums that, like, got a perfect score.
Not that it matters.
Right, not, like, it doesn't matter.
About rating music here.
Right, we don't really, we don't support that necessarily. But I just remember that was something people talked about. Like, oh, it does or it doesn't deserve a 10 out of 10. Which, like, what does that even mean? And
first of all,
also
it does. Second of all, what does
right.
that mean?
Second of all, it's fake. But it also does.
Yeah.
It is a 10 out of 10. So, yeah, I feel like this year I've just, like, been listening to Fiona Apple in, like, a more, like, serious way. And just, have found myself, like, just feeling really, like, connected to a lot of the experiences she describes of, like, being a crazy woman.
Yeah. You're a student. So. You're a student of Fiona Apple.
Yes, I am the Fiona Apple School. Yes, of thought. of thought, like THOT.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
So that's my song. Yep. What about yours, Georgia?
So the first song, or my fifth song most streamed was "I'll See You in the Morning" by Townes Van Zandt. There's a couple versions of that song. The one that was in my top streamed is from the self-titled album. It's a little bit more stripped down than the For the Sake of the Song version, even though that album is also great. I noticed a pattern in my top five songs, and that they are all songs that either remind me of or were connected to a specific memory of or shared with my
with who?
My boyfriend.
Oh, interesting.
Hi, Mike. But yeah, all of these songs either I listen to with him or make me think of him.
Okay, anyway, move on, whatever.
Well, I just think it's funny because looking at my top artists, which, I mean, let me just get the rundown of my top artists. Adrian Lenker, The Beastie Boys, Lorde, Mazzy Star, and Sydney Gish, which is like, okay, this is like a person who maybe has some situations that they're going through.
Yeah, yeah, some things.
With some specific yep. emotions. But then you look at my top songs, and it's like these very kind of like quiet, like
yeah,
sad sometimes, but also just like romantic songs, which I feel like is kind of like, if we're talking about astrology again, like my top artists are definitely my sun, but I think my top songs are like my rising.
True.
You know, they're kind of like, I don't know, a little bit more indicative of like the
yeah
the heart and like the mental.
Yeah, or like the moon sign of like the sort of emotional experience yeah. of this past year.
So I just thought that was really interesting. And yeah, the same for the last song we just played, Love Without Possession by Mount Eerie, and with Julie Doron. I don't know how to pronounce her name. Sorry, Julie.
if you're listening, Julie.
If you're listening, Julie, sorry. But yeah, I just love that song. It's really sad, but I think their voices sound very beautiful together, so I listen to it a lot. And my boyfriend loves the microphones in Mount Eerie and okay. Phil Elverum. And
so we're just talking about men on this show? Is that all?
Sorry, this is they're all related. Kind of to that. So anyway, not to be corny
right.
on the radio, but that's my job, to be corny.
It is. Yeah, someone has to do it.
Somebody has to
and
do it.
And it's you. So should we get into the next
Let's get into it right away.
I forget.
Cruel Summer.
Oh, God. Taylor Swift. Oh, no. Who so else? Embarrassing Who for else? Me. So embarrassing to play this song any time of year, but especially in the winter. Or fall, winter, whatever. Like,
fall.
Getting...
fall, winter season.
Winter season. Yeah. But yeah, this is Cruel Summer by Taylor Swift, my third top song.
Dream high in the quiet of the night, you know that I caught it. Bad, bad boy, shiny toy with a price, you know that I bought it. Killing me slow, out the window, I'm always waiting for you to be waiting below. Devils roll the dice, angels roll their eyes, what doesn't kill me makes me want you more. Trying, so cut the headlights, summer's a knife, I'm always waiting for you just to cut to the bone. Devils roll the dice, angels roll their eyes, and if I bleed you'll be the last to know. Ooh.
by a fountain back in Rome, I fell in love with you. In a small cafe in Athens, you said you loved me too.
And it was April in Paris when I first held you close to me.
Rome, Georgia,
Athens, Texas, and Paris, Tennessee. No, we're not the jet set, we're the old Chevrolet set. There's no Riviera in Festus, Missouri, and you won't find Onassis in Merlinville, Kansas. No, we're not the jet set, we're the old Chevrolet set. But ain't we got love? No, we're not the jet set, we're the old Chevrolet set. Our steak and martinis is draft beer with weenies. Our Bach and Tchaikovsky is haggard and husky. No, we're not the jet set, we're the old Chevrolet set. But ain't we got love? No, we're not the jet set, we're the old Chevrolet set. The prime and demented set ain't the flaming Suzette set. Our Bach and Tchaikovsky is haggard and husky. No, we're not the jet set, we're the old Chevrolet set. But ain't we got love?
I'm probably gonna get hurt this weekend, cause you and I ended and you like new beginnings too much. I mentioned that I hope we stay friends, but I regret what I said, cause I heard what you told Emma. Damn, I really hate your guts. I hate all your friends and I miss you so much, but I blocked all your texts. Wow, this party sucks, so I'll run and get my coat and then you walk through the door. Who invited you, babe? I can't see you anymore.
Slipping through the cracks.
here we are.
And yay. We have a PSA just to start off. So this is pedestrian safety.
Well,
pedestrian safety is a two-way street. Both drivers and walkers need to do their part to keep roads safe. When you're driving, drive at safe speeds, drive alert, and always scan the road and sidewalks ahead for pedestrians. It's the law to stop for pedestrians when they're crossing at both marked crosswalks and intersections. When you're walking, remember that drivers may not see you. Continue to watch for traffic as you cross. Always use crosswalks and obey all traffic signals. A life-saving message from your friends at WMFO in Medford.
True.
That's a little special PSA mm-hmm. for some of the drivers around here.
Yep.
Some of them.
Yep. The drivers here are something else.
They're something else.
Truly. So, but thank you for that.
Yeah.
Very important PSA. Do you want to talk a little bit about your songs?
Well, do you want to talk about your songs?
Hey, I guess I do. Sure. I'll do that. So, yeah, okay. So we did play Cruel Summer on the radio.
We did do that.
And that was a thing that happened. And I won't be embarrassed. Like, it's a great song.
Yeah.
I love that song.
Never feel ashamed to listen to Taylor Swift ever again.
Thank you. And I never will. I think it used to be like, oh, guilty pleasure, blah, blah, blah. But I am not ashamed. I'm not embarrassed.
No.
She was my number one artist, and that's fine. I think I will say I'm a little surprised that, like, a lot of my top songs were very poppy. Like,
mm-hmm.
that's a very, like, upbeat, like, poppy song. And I feel like pop music is, like, not a ton of what I listen to. And, like, not that there's anything wrong with that. I am a fan of pop music. Obviously, it was, like, almost all of my top five songs. But I was a little bit surprised that genre was very, like, dominant in my top songs. But there's just something about Cruel Summer. Like, it's a great song. I know, obviously, the Swifties love Taylor's, like, bridges.
Mm-hmm.
And that song, I think, has a great little bridge. Very fun to, like, scream as you're, like, driving around
it's
or something.
It's definitely a driving,
like,
song.
Right?
I think a lot of, like, regardless of genre, I think a lot of music, in my experience, that you, like, play a lot, you specifically.
Me?
Mm-hmm. Is, like, a driving song. Or, like,
yeah, that's
love,
true.
You love a good, like, going, like, driving through.
Yeah.
Anywhere, like
I
the
do.
Mountains or a suburb or wherever.
Or somewhere.
Like a driving
It's
song.
True. I do love to drive and listen to music.
We were also talking about Meet Me at Our Spot. I don't know if this was. If
yeah.
We were talking about it separately or if it was broadcast, but you were talking
it's
about
it's a driving
like,
song.
Driving song.
Yeah. No, that's very true. And I feel like every time when I'm like about to go home, I make a playlist that's like driving at home.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's an experience that's very central to my life. It's like driving and like listening to music in a very like purposeful way. And I feel like another common thread with like music that people like is like the lyrics, like the lyrical quality of the song. And I feel like Taylor Swift is just a great lyricist, which is one reason that I'm just not ashamed to be a fan, a Swiftie, if you will.
A Swiftie, if you will.
So I, you know, not that I would have like played that song on the radio, maybe under other normal circumstances, but that's okay. And then also played Furniture by Maud, is that how you pronounce that name?
Mm-hmm.
Maud Latour, who up and coming underground indie artist,
stream Maud.
I think she's so fun. Like I think her music is just really good, and sort of Sydney Gish-esque mm-hmm. in that like she's just like talking about this experience of like being like a 20-something like college then like post grad like person in the world, which I think is very relevant to our lives. And again, her music's very like poppy, so I'm a little surprised that. It was in my top songs, but that's okay. Because I think it also, like, this song in particular just, like, talks about, like, this relationship that has just ended. And then you know you're going to see that person. And it's just, like, how am I supposed to act?
Yeah.
Which I think is just a very, like, common experience for a lot of people. But I think me in particular, like, I just have a lot of worries about, like, oh, my God, I'm going to run into this person. What am I going to do? So I think that song really, like, captures that experience very well.
Yeah.
In kind of like a fun way. So that's
a
silly, goofy mood of like running into someone that you don't want to see.
Yeah.
That just, you know, happens to me so often.
So
because it just happens.
It always happens and there's always a song about it.
Always.
There's always a different song that will apply to that moment.
Always.
To that person
all the time.
See.
And I recently, like a recent time that this happened to me, I told you this, Georgia, but I was listening to Enchanted by Taylor Swift. And I saw someone who I didn't want to see, and it just was
just
kind of funny.
It up.
Right, exactly. I mean, what other song would I have been listening to? Like, it was kind of perfect. So that's a little bit about my songs. But what about you?
So the first song I think was We're Not the Jet Set, which is like when I was a kid even, I liked this song. I thought it was so funny. I love John Prine. Another great writer, lyricist. Also this album is just really great. It's a bunch of duets. Actually two duets with Iris DeMent are on my top five songs. Right. But yeah, this song is just really fun. Again, duets, guys, of course it's gonna be about like
blah blah blah.
And even this my second top song, Come Here by Kath Bloom. I was just talking to Sarah, so I don't know if anyone here listening is a fan of Richard Linklater's trilogy, the Before trilogy of films, but in Before Sunrise, this song is in that movie with our the couple.
Our favorite couple. Yep.
So I kind of fell in love with this song.
It's a great song.
And this album, finally by Kath Bloom.
Yeah, that was also really the what's it called, Fall Again, like that. Yeah, we played Fall that again. A little bit ago.
There's a couple really really good songs. I mean the whole album's good, but there's a couple like really good songs, so definitely give it a listen. Maybe we should
maybe sign off.
Yeah, we're gonna sign off and then play our last two songs. Right. But so we'll sign off really quick. This has been Granola Girls, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
Woo.
But don't change that dial quite yet, because should we preface like a little bit and then just
like
a quick preface?
I feel like a lot of my preface.
I want to hear. We have another Taylor Swift joint.
We do. John Prine joint we do.
Coming up,
which is kind of funny, like this repetition for both of us. Again, I'm not ashamed. I'm not embarrassed. Say whatever you want. Call it what you want, as Miss Swift would say. My top song was Death by a Thousand Cuts by Taylor Swift. Again, I look at the lyrics, like look at the material, like it's all there. Like she's just so talented,
in
and
a
you
future,
can't deny.
Like, AP Lit course, like
they will analyze
Taylor Swift lyrics
these lyrics,
like it's I don't know, like a sonnet.
Right, because it is.
Because it is.
It's poetry, and if you don't think that, then you need to rethink some things.
Yeah.
I will say, so yeah, I love that song. That's all there is to it.
So my song is "In Spite of Ourselves," again a duo with Iris DeMent and John Prine. I picked this song because I love this album, and I love this song, and I love John Prine, but also because, and I've told this story like a million times, and I've definitely talked about this specific instance on the radio before, but last year my dad and I drove back up to school from Texas to Boston, and so we did this thing where we each made a playlist, and it was based on this like playlist prompt thing that got really popular during the pandemic, where it was like each, it was like 30 songs, and each song had to come from a different prompt, like a song with a number in it, a song about such and such, a song about this. So one of them was a song about love, and this was a song that he picked, and just listening to it and like driving through the woods in Tennessee was very
another driving music song.
Music
song, you know.
Well, let's just play it.
Let's just get into
it. Right into Miss Taylor Swift.
Have a great rest of your day, and thanks for tuning in.
See you next week.
Saying goodbye is death by a thousand cuts. Flashbacks waking me up. I get drunk, but it's not enough. 'Cause the morning comes and you're not my baby. I look through the windows of this love, even though we boarded them up. Chandelier still flickering here, 'cause I can't pretend it's okay when it's not. It's death by a thousand cuts. I dress to kill my time, I take the long way home. I ask the traffic lights if it'll be alright, they say I don't. No, and what once was ours is no one's now. I see you everywhere, the only thing we share is this small town. You said it was a great love, one for the ages. But if the story's over, why am I still writing pages? 'Cause saying goodbye is death by a thousand cuts. Flashbacks waking me up. I get drunk, but it's not enough. 'Cause the morning comes and you're not my baby. I look through the windows of this love, even though we boarded them up. Chandelier still flickering here, 'cause I can't pretend.
okay when it's not. It's death by a thousand cuts. My heart, my hips, my body, my love. Trying to find a part of me that you didn't touch. Gave up on me like I was a bad drug. Now I'm searching for signs in a haunted glove. Our songs, our films, united we stand. Our country, guess it was a lawless land. Quiet my fears with the touch of your hand. Paper cut stings from a paper thin plan. My time, my wine, my spirit, my trust. Trying to find a part of me you didn't take up. Gave you too much, but it wasn't enough. But I'll be alright, it's just a thousand cuts. Get drunk, but it's not enough. Cause you're not my baby. I look through the windows of this love. Even though we boarded them up, chandeliers still flicker in here. Cause I can't pretend it's okay when it's not.